The unsurpassed, penetrating and perfect truth is seldom met with, even in 100,000 myriad kalpas. Now we can see and hear it, we can remember and accept it. I vow to make the Buddha's truth one with myself. Homage to the Buddha, homage to the Dharma, homage to the Sangha. Today I'm going to talk about trusting the present moment. And I had one of those perfect moments this morning as I was writing the talk, the power went out, everything disappeared. I had to wait for ages for it to come back on and figure itself out. Then it kept asking me these awkward questions that I couldn't answer, and I'd try to answer them, and they would get told me I was not allowed to do that, you know. Anyway, finally, here we are, but I just had to laugh. Perfect. Trusting the present moment. All we have is this moment, right now, this moment, here. We say this all the time. No past, no future. Don't exist. And we spend a lot of time thinking about the past and the future. A lot of our time. Regret about the past. Remembering a happy time, maybe. Or longing for something that's gone. Wishing things had turned out some other way. Wishing I hadn't done that really dumb thing I did, but there I do. You know, those kinds of things. Wishing things were different, or just remembering things, or regretting things, and so forth. Or worry about the future. Plans, expectations, hopes, fears, worry, you know, stark terror. And none of it actually exists. It's all just in our mind. But we all do this. Thinking about the future, what I'm going to do today. And often it turns out completely different. You know, the things that arise are not at all what we'd expected, sometimes just as well. Hoping for something, expecting something, worrying and so forth. Fear and worry are almost always about the future. Usually we're not worrying about something that's happening right now. If we're driving, yes, we need to pay attention, but it doesn't help if we're living in stark terror of all the other cars. We're not going to drive very well. If we're having a difficult conversation with somebody, we might be worrying about how it's going or how it's going to turn out. But if we can relinquish worry about it or fear the other person, better just to listen to them. What do they have to say to me? How can I see what they're actually getting at? How can I sympathize with this person rather than worried about our agenda or how it's going to go, what will, you know, how it'll turn out? To just relinquish that if we can. Just be right here in our conversation. To pay attention to that person. If we're in pain, worrying doesn't help. You think it's going to get worse. How long is it going to go on for? Is it going to get really bad? Am I going to die? Is it going to, you know, worry just does not help. If we can just do our best with it to, you know, relieve it and just bear with it. Be still with it. Accept it as best we can, moment by moment. And when fear and worry arise, do our best to just let go of them, not run off with them. Let them be there, but let them go on their way and not kind of get all obsessed about what might happen. But just right now, to sit still in the midst of our pain, sickness, whatever else may be going on, grief, you know, all those kinds of things, anger, to sit still right in the midst of it right now, to see it for what it is, and not to get all worried about what it, where it might go, but just to sit right here, right now, accept it. Here it is, let it come, let it be there, let it go. May I sit still with it and learn from it and not get carried off with it. When we're tired or not just feeling very well, just again accept it and do our best. Not getting all worried that we can't manage. Usually we manage. Somehow we live through the day. If we haven't slept, often we forget all about it and we get on just fine. We think, oh yes, I was all worried this morning that I didn't sleep last night and everything actually was okay. Yeah. Just not to worry too much about everything. We're not perfect. We don't have to try to be perfect. We just do our best. Trusting our training, trusting that we actually are on the right path, that we're doing what we should be doing, that we are, in fact, doing our best and not feeling we're constantly failing to live up to some ideal, some judging thing for which is always going to fall short. You know, it's hard to let go of that idea of something judging us, that we're never good enough for something. But just to see that, good enough for what? I just have to do my best. I don't have to live up to some ideal standard of something. It really helps when we can relinquish that kind of worry or feeling we're falling short in one way or another. Worrying about somebody close to us, their health or their worry. Worrying about what our kids are going to get up to. Are they going to go, you know, really off the rails? But then we could maybe trust them a little bit. If there's illness, to trust that it'll somehow work out. To remember what we were like when we were kids. We survived ourselves somehow. Maybe they will too, you know. It's surprising what people will survive despite their best efforts and despite what they get up to. Well, you know, survival of the fittest, maybe it is. But people generally somehow survive. Worry about getting everything done. You know, what needs to be done right now? Can I trust that things will get done as needed? And just be here in this moment and not be all worried ahead of time about what I'm going to do later, how I'm going to manage. Maybe it won't work out perfectly, but it's a lot better if I don't exhaust myself trying to figure it all out ahead of time. But just be here in this moment, just to kind of rest in the present moment, as one of our monks once said. I never forgot that. Just rest in the present moment. Just to take a breath. Just be here. This is space. If this seems like there's too much pressure on us, we can't do everything, we can't manage, we can't live up to everyone's expectations, well, where does this pressure come from? Is it somebody else's expectation? Is it my expectation of myself? Have I taken on too much? What am I actually worried about? You know? Do I need to do this? Do I need to put all this pressure on myself or get myself into this impossible situation? Sometimes not. Sometimes we're all worried about something and somebody else may come along and say, you know, we can do this tomorrow. We don't have to do it now. Or maybe we can do it some other way. Or we can do this for ourselves. Maybe there's another way to do this. Oh, just back up a little bit, you know, let the door open inwards. And trust that there is always space to take a breath, space to just be here for a moment, here in this body, right now, not all worried about everything, trying to do too much, worried about what I just did, worried about the thing I didn't do very well. But just right now, here, wherever we are, usually we can manage to draw a breath. Trusting the present moment, allowing that little space. And so often we forget that, we get all caught up in worry and flurry and hurry and then you might just think, wait a minute, what am I doing? I don't have to do this. I can just take a breath. We tend to do a whole lot better. And this is trust, actually. It's an aspect of faith. Just trusting that we don't have to be constantly trying to manage our life, constantly in control of everything, constantly improving the shining hour, you know, constantly doing. We can just be for a minute. Enjoying the little moments of our lives. You know, to see the sun on the leaves or feel the ground under our feet or see the expression on somebody's face as we're talking to them, to notice them and take time, not to be blindly rushing from one thing to the next. To be fully present in our conversations with people, not half thinking about something else and half looking and half listening, but all sort of, should I talk to that person over there, rather than just being here now with this person, to take time with people. not worrying that I should be rushing off to do something else, just to take time, to trust that it's okay. It's a kind of generosity, just to let go of my agenda, and to just take time with people, just give them my whole attention. This is living wholeheartedly, to live wholeheartedly in this moment right now. This is the secret of joy, I think. It's not some mysterious, weird thing, but to live wholeheartedly in this moment with all its joys, sorrows, pain, despair, anguish, grief, fear, worry, and all that, to let it all come and go, but to be here wholeheartedly with it, not trying to get away from it, not trying to make it into something else, not getting all overly worried about what's going to happen or dwelling in the past, but just here in this body, with this mind, for its better and worse, wholeheartedly just here in this moment, not rushing from place to place, either physically or in our thoughts, to stand here now solidly, not half off somewhere else. Somebody I know said they can tell a lot about a person's state of mind by looking at their feet. And I thought about that, and I thought, what are my feet doing? Am I kind of half ready to run off somewhere else? Or am I just standing here fully, my feet forward, as though I have nowhere else to go, nothing else to do? I have just this moment right now. When we have nowhere to go and nothing to do, we can be completely happy and completely with whoever it is we're with, or by ourselves with the trees and the leaves and all that. Just here fully in this moment, in this body, standing on my own 2 feet. It's wonderful. Walking down the garden in the sun, thinking, you know, there's nothing to be desired here. So often we just rush, but to just think, you know, the sun's out, the ground's solid under my feet, we're not having an earthquake, really nice. And I can just enjoy this moment while not forgetting, you know, that there are beings who do have earthquakes, that horrible earthquake in Italy just the other day. But we don't have to dwell in that all the time. We can actually enjoy our life and enjoy those little ordinary moments, you know. It doesn't have to be wonderful and spectacular. Just these little moments of life. Just standing here, taking a breath, talking to somebody, looking at the trees, looking at the mountain. Driving, you know, it's kind of nice when we're not desperately trying to get somewhere. When we're not thinking of me versus all these other people trying to push in front of me. But here we all are, driving down the road together, like little molecules in a vein, you know, all together as part of the one body. It's a completely different view when we just think of ourselves as all part of one body, rather than me versus everybody else. And driving is a wonderful practice of this. Because we have our little bubble, our little car, little thing of self, you know, me, my little self, driving around. But actually, we're all going the same way. Hopefully. Trusting in the present moment. To trust in the present moment is to open up to it for everything it has to offer us and we have to offer to it. Opening up to whatever is here right now. Not judging it, not wanting something else, not wanting it to be different, wanting to get away and do something else, but just being here, right now, standing on our feet, as it were. And it's a whole lot bigger than we might think. And when we just here in this moment, with nowhere to go and nothing to do, there's a whole lot more to it than just our life rushing by. When we're not fully present, we're stuck in our little self, me with my agenda, going somewhere, doing something, I haven't got time for that, I need to get on, you know. It's selfishness, actually, to let go of all that, just let go of trying to control everything or have everything something different or some other way or get it done. And just to be here now, as they say, is an act of generosity. It's a giving To trust is to be generous. To trust in this moment is to give ourselves to this very moment here now, with whoever is here, if anybody, with myself, giving to ourselves, giving of ourselves. It's opening up and giving, not closing ourselves off with our little, I've got to be somewhere else, I'm doing something. Giving our time to other people, not to be stingy with it. I don't have time for this, I'm too busy, you know. Why? This is, here's a person, maybe right in front of us, you know, who would like a little time of our attention, care, you know. It's much more important than the thing I'm thinking about, because that doesn't really exist. Yes, we have to live our life. We can't just drift around like, you know, here I am, just go with the flow and don't worry about anything. But to slow down a little, to see that space there, to trust that there is a space that we can take a breath, be kind, take time with people, give time to people. Generosity. Living this moment fully, trusting in this moment and fully being here, not wanting something different. Just giving ourselves to it without picking and choosing, as they say, well, I want something else. I'd rather be somewhere else. I'd rather be sailing, you know. Giving of ourselves. To trust is to give, and to give is to trust. If I'm giving of myself or giving of anything, I'm relinquishing fear. If we give something and think that we're thereby depriving ourselves, we're missing something. If we give of ourselves, it seems like there's always more to give. We give our effort, we have energy to give more. If we sort of husband ourselves too much, somehow we're cutting something off. And yes, some of us have, you know, illness, can't do a whole lot. Then we have to use our strength wisely, but not to be fearful, not to live in fear of overdoing it, or live in fear of making ourselves ill, or live in fear of something happening to us. The more we give of ourselves, the less fearful we become. Giving is one of the antidotes to fear. Trust is one of the antidotes to fear. To trust beings. There's so much fear and hatred in this world, especially now, that if we can just open ourselves up to trust more, it can only help. We don't have to be foolish. We don't have to put ourselves in danger. You need to be, you know, careful. Don't walk down a dark alley at night. But we don't have to live in fear of other people in that way. We do ourselves more harm by that than we would just living our life and not worrying. To know there's nothing fundamentally lacking in us, in life, in this moment. There's nothing really to be desired. If we can just trust that we have everything we need right now. And when we really want something, to see that, but not to let it rule our life, not to be dragged around by it, not to be ruled by fear of what might happen, or fear of other people. Easy to say, not always easy to do. Here we are in a comparatively safe place. It's easy to say, here we are, just trust everybody and everything is fine. Sometimes you are in a dangerous situation. Sometimes there is somebody that, you know, you really don't want to go near at all. But to be able to do that without judgment and hatred or great fear, but just to be circumspect, to be careful, and to know that actually we're not separate. Not to see other people as a threat, but as part of this whole body of Buddha. We just recited the Avalokiteshvara scripture. It's all about trust. There you are in some horrendous situation, being flung off a cliff, or, you know, people getting ready to kill you and this kind of thing. These are mostly metaphorical situations, you know, when you feel that you're being oppressed or that you're being judged or that you're, you know, falling off a cliff somehow. You don't know where you're going to end up. If we can call upon compassion, call upon Kanzan, call upon compassion. Where is compassion in this? Please help me. How do I find my way through? It makes a huge difference. Not judging ourselves or judging other beings, but to find compassion, both for ourselves and for any being that may be trying to harm us or any situation that has come our way that's really, really difficult, to find compassion in the midst of that and to let it flow forth and help us. It's not our own little private compassion, it's compassion of the universe. Kanzan, Avalokiteshvara, a lot bigger than we are, endlessly pouring compassion throughout the whole world. Avalokiteshvara riding the dragon. This is a wonderful image. I was talking about it to somebody just the other day. Compassion, riding this dynamic life, you know, constantly having to be balanced. There you are, standing on the dragon. You're not sitting on the dragon, not got a nice reins and saddle, just standing on the dragon, riding the dragon as it wreathes and coils. It's not sitting still either, it's moving. Standing on that, riding that present moment, riding that mind, riding our life, moment by moment, following compassion, being aware of what's going on. You've got to be pretty mindful if you're going to ride the dragon or you fall right off. Awareness, balance, balance of all the conditions that we can see. And then when something happens, we fall off, we just get right back on. Dragon's not going to go away. To be continually paying attention as best we can with kindness. Kindness above all, for beings and for ourselves. When you fall off, when you make a mistake, kindly pick yourself up, get back on. Kindness and attention. Constantly riding that present moment. Standing still, feet solidly planted in the midst of all conditions, as best we can. Sounds easy, hard to do, but to keep coming back to it, doing our best with it. Trusting the great matter, above all, trusting the present moment, that which underlies everything. It embraces us, the dragon, the difficult things of our lives, all the beings, all the wars, awfulness that happens, all the good things that happen. Embracing all of the circumstances of our life, everything, within and without, the great matter that embraces all of it. We're constantly entrusting ourselves to that. And that's what it really is. Trusting this present moment is trusting that. That no matter what happens, it will sustain us. Even if we're torn limb from limb, if the worst seems to happen, there is that which is beyond this little body and mind. It's beyond my little life and beyond my little sufferings and joys and wishes and things that happen. Something much greater than all of it. And to keep entrusting ourselves to that, moment by moment, this is the real trusting of the present moment. Because it's only in this present moment that anything exists at all. Everything else is just in our mind. It only is this moment, this riding of the dragon right now, finding compassion and trusting ourselves to that great matter for which we train. That's our talk for the day.